Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, what's this Chick-fil-A? What did Chick-fil-A do?
Well, Chick-fil-A,
they opened up on a Sunday.
Yes, you know, Chick-fil-A, part of their mission statement and who they are. They don't open on Sundays. Something that Truett Cathy, the founder, started many years ago, and that's because he wanted their employees to be able to worship Lord and go to church on Sunday. That's what they wanted to do.
He really proved the theory that if you honor God and work hard,
yes,
and keep that kind of ethical, moral environment the best you can, that God will bless that work model.
Yeah. Hobby Lobby is doing the same thing. Great
Green
businesses.
Family, yeah.
Green Family. Great.
So you can, it'll work.
Oh, yeah.
And Hobby Lobby
hugely successful. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
Specifically stated for so their employees can worship. That's open, you know.
They open up on Sunday, so I guess that's over.
Yeah, well, no. Okay. They open in a special case. And the special case that happened, if you've been watching the news, is that, all these storms that were hitting Texas and the Midwest.
Wish we had more time to talk about that.
Yeah, we pray for all the victims.
It makes me think about
families.
John Paul Jackson's prophecy that talks about that. But yeah, praying for a lot of the families.
Yeah, like huge devastation. And so Chick-fil-A opened their doors on Sunday, not for business, but to feed and give away food to the first responders that were going to help these people in need.
Wow.
So what an awesome thing. They opened the doors and said, hey, it's time for us to serve, and we're going to give it away.
Wow.
And it's just a beautiful thing. And you're seeing an image that was posted on Facebook, and it went viral. And people love that. I mean, they love to patronize businesses that are doing great things like this.
So the people that were rescuing people in Texas in the floods and the storms and tornadoes and everything.
Devastation. People losing their houses completely off, you know.
Man.
So they're being fed.
Yeah, it makes me, being fed is an amazing business. It just really is. I know a local manager, a co-owner here, Rick Richardson, I believe it is, and he just has a good heart, and you know, they don't really advertise.
No.
What they do is they just give food away and let people experience their product and their service. And you go there, if you want to get encouraged again about society, just go eat at a Chick-fil-A. And no, they're not sponsoring us. They don't advertise. But that you start somebody saying, can I help you? Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
My pleasure.
All these different things, you know, things that John hears at his home all the time.
Oh, boys, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. I do hear that at my, because, you know, Amber worked at Chick-fil-A. She was one of the managers there for a little while. But a while back now.
While back.
She's a 1.5.
Yeah, that's
mama.
Right.
She got one on the way. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.